Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Sergio, it's John.
Yeah. Oh, it's a phone. Sorry.
Hey. No problem.
How are you doing, John?
Good. Good. I spoke with Joseph just briefly, and then he told me to follow up with you this morning about getting everything set up.
Yes. We want to go ahead and proceed.
Okay. Did you guys talk about you just wanted to do the month-to-month campaign, right, at $199?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Am I going to put you as the primary on the account or Joseph?
You can put me as the primary.
Okay. What's your last name, Sergio?
Estevez, E-S-T-E-V-S and Victor, E-S.
Okay. And then what's Joseph's last name? I'll put him as, like, co-owner or partner.
Monahan is going to be M-O. N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, Mana, and then G as in Golf, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy.
Okay, Joseph Morgan. Okay, and then the 6055 number is his primary line?
Yes, correct.
Okay, let me go ahead and submit. And then the primary line for customers to call you, is that going to be this phone number that we're on?
They can call the office number. Let me know when you're ready for that.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be 346.
346.
Hold on. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Here. I have the number here. Give me 1 second. Oh, 3465645000.
5000. Okay. All right. So this will be the primary business line. And then I have your number and Joseph's number just in case we need to get a hold of you guys directly. Okay. And then you guys have already been PIN verified once. Are you still at the same address, or did the business ever move?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, you guys have already been PIN verified once in order to get your Google business profile that you have. Did you guys ever move, or everything's the same?
No, everything's the same.
Okay, so same address in Missouri City? 77459? Okay. Okay, I gotcha. Otter tags. It's 4220 Cartwright Road, Suite 1103?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Have the 1103 there, so okay, there we go. Registers, we're going to move this one up. Okay, and then you guys will need to add us as, oh, okay, I see here, manager to the Google business profile. Shoot. And actually, I want to leave all this the same because your reviews. You guys just got some new reviews over the weekend.
On the weekend, we are open on Saturday.
Oh, no, no. I was just saying you got some new reviews over the weekend. Last week when I first started looking at it, you had like 10. Now you have like 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good. Let me update. All right, hours of operation. I want this all to stay the same, so I'm just kind of copy-pasting. And you guys are comfortable with the current website?
Our current website? Yeah, but we're making, like, adjustments every now and then, like fine-tuning it, as I would say.
Okay. 13. Okay. Okay, we're going to have to adjust this phone number real quick, though, because I don't have the 500 number on the Google business profile. I got the 6055 as the business line. It looks like everybody's calling Joseph right now. All right, website's good. Let me just make sure this matches up, too, because we might have to change the phone number on the site to match the Google business listing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, the site has the 5,000 number on it. Okay, so just the Google listing. Okay, I got you. All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to make sure I submit this all properly. I don't want to miss anything, do any typos. Okay. Submit. All right, update. Okay, perfect. All right, and then I'm going to send you an invoice receipt and outline of the agreement. Because I have you guys on a discounted pricing structure. So you're getting our pro package. It's normally $499. I reduced the rate down to just $199, and then I locked it in. So as long as you're with us, you're going to keep that discounted pricing structure.
Okay, perfect.
Where do I send the invoice receipts and the outline of the agreement to the support at otterteks.com email?
You can send it to my email.
Okay. What's your email address?
It's just going to be Sergio@OtterTex.com.
Okay. I think this is the only email I didn't have. I was sending emails to a few different ones earlier last week. I think there was support, and I had Joseph's one. I just didn't have yours. Okay. The update. Okay. And then there's a tracking system, too. It comes in the form of a downloadable app. We're going to send the login credentials, a YouTube video on how to use it, and the link to the app to that email address. Okay, so it's coming to you.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, then you guys can oversee it and actually see, like, what's coming from our services.
Gotcha.
Okay, update. All right, looks like I got it all set. So we'll need to do a client interview with you. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to get it completed. What's your schedule look like today?
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Let me check. Give me one.
You know, to be honest, actually, I mean, the main slot that I would have would be 12 to 1 or 3 to 4. Central.
I think 3 to 4 should be
doable.
Just one. Yeah, should be fine.
Okay. Do you think Joseph would be able to join us at that time as well?
Yeah, I can. I can check with him just to make sure that would be that would work.
Yeah, because those are the only times that we actually have available for today. But I'm going to set it tentatively, and then if something changes when you're talking to him, feel free to just call in or shoot me a text, and I can reschedule it. But I want to get the client interview done as soon as possible. Like, we try to do it same day you guys sign up so we could just get everything rolling.
Okay, sounds good. I'll let you know as soon as I hear from him.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then last thing I got to do is secure the first month's payment. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
We'll pay by card.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under the business name.
Okay. Let me just add this Otter Text in there. And then is the billing address going to be the same as the street address? For the business?
Yes, that was correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. It's already PV. That makes it a lot easier. Okay. Text. Okay, and is it Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's going to be a Visa.
Okay. All right, according to my system, it should start with a 4. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me pull out the card. Okay. Visa card is going to... it starts with 4246.
4246.
3153.
3153. 6933.
6933.
4543. 4543. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0628. 0628.
And then three-digit code on the back. 164. 164. Okay. Go ahead and update. All right, and there is a security question on this. You're going to want to make sure Joseph's aware of this one. You have three options for the security question. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
You could put first city born in. You could just answer would be Missouri City.
Okay. Missouri City, Texas. All right, perfect. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. So the voice verification is going to outline the service agreement from a billing standpoint. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or if you don't agree with it, just stop me. Okay, I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your company, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance. To outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Otter Tech.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Name is Sergio Estevez. Title in the company is going to be manager.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of OtterTex today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Sergio, it's important that you and Joseph are actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one?
Yeah, so they're asking, like, after today that you let us know about any online advertising that you're doing. So we already know what you guys are currently doing. It's just we don't want you to, like, be paying for something we're already doing or duplicating any of the listings. It causes a discrepancy.
Gotcha. Okay, understood.
All right. So it's just to give us a heads up. We just want to make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing or duplicating anything. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We always recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of long-term contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's September 12th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our pro package as part of a discount that I applied last week and then rolled over today's sign-up. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 12th day. It'll remain in the discounted price of $199 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is that you contact us before the next billing due date if you are going to cancel, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to process the first month's payment. It says upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email and text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. The text is also going to have an outline of your agreement called your subscription terms. Okay, the subscription terms does need to be signed. Okay, so it'll have everything outlined in black and white in that agreement, and at the bottom it'll have like the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation policy and it'll ask for your signature. Now, we do have you as the primary on the account, so all the paperwork's going to come across as Sergio Estevez. So you got to sign it, not Joseph. Okay. And then, let me see here. You're going to get another text as well, requesting photos for advanced verification. So you guys are a Google verified business. The guys that have Google Places placements are advanced verified. So they're going to ask you to send in a series of photos. Fill it out as much as you can. Google's already being notified that we're working with you guys, right now, actually, because I activated the account. So fill it out as much as you can. If you're missing anything, don't worry about it. We could always jump on a three-way call with Google and just verify it over the phone, but it's going to ask you to send in, like, photos of the workplace, any, like, license or insurance that you guys might have, if you have an LLC, work vehicle, things like that. So you'll see. Hold on. Let me just make sure you got it here. Did you get the first message? Like, the Sergio, thank you for signing up?
Through email?
Yeah, I got a text from you that said, cool. I think that was Joseph, though. Oh, yes, Joseph just texted me. Cool.
That was probably him.
That's all it says is cool. I think it's because he got the text. But you got the email.
Yeah, I got the email, the initial invoice. That's what I got.
Okay. He said cool because he got that text. So let me just switch the number and send it over to you as well. So at least we know he's got the copies of it. Give me one second here. Boom. Hopefully he doesn't try to sign your name on it, though. I hope it like has to come from, I think, the same number. Okay. And then I'm going to also manually send you the pictures needed for Google verification form. Okay, and then once we have, like, this signed off on, all the photos for your advanced verification and the client interview completed between 3 and 4 today, you should slowly start to see the listing creep up the search results page and then obviously start appearing for some other services as well. Right now, you do have, like, one keyword listed for Missouri City, but you guys are in, like, the 10th spot, so looking to build on that and expand the service area that you cover as well. I was talking to Joseph yesterday about one of your competitors, he was saying, and he was like a guy he used to work with, like sounded super shady. Like basically the laptops that he was like supposed to be fixing, he was going like into their email and writing like positive reviews on his own account. I was like, oh, you guys are like in the one industry that people would be able to do that because they're already logged into their email when they give you their computers. So this guy, like, would fix the computers, I guess he was saying, and then write all these negative reviews. Positive reviews for himself.
Yeah, he would essentially, like, whenever he was remoted into a customer's laptop, he would be like, well, can you write us a review? And then he would directly, you know, go to the website and just start writing a review for them, even though they'd be like, yeah, I'll write it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google wouldn't like that, really. If it makes it over to the headquarters, I didn't really send it over. I didn't want to, like, maliciously attack the guy, but I did see the listing because they want verified reviews. So they want it to, you know, they'd be logged into your own email and they verify them. You know, they send them another email notification asking if that was actually them. So, I don't know. I feel like something's going to catch up to them at some point. But anyway. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Call's recorded. I don't want to get all into that. Did you get the two texts, though?
Let me see. Yes, I got the text.
Okay.
For the,
That one's the initial. Okay, so that one's the one you have to sign the bottom on. And then there's going to be another one that you'll get. It looks like they keep sending it to Joseph's phone number. Oh, well. I mean, it's good for him to have it, too, but I wanted to manually send it, but it looks like because I have him in, like, the cell phone category, it keeps sending everything to his cell phone. So I have, like, the business line is 5,000. I have you as the main contact, And then he's in the cell phone tab. That's the way I have yours. So all the texts keep coming through to Joseph, but it's in there. You guys, like I said, you just want to fill out that form as much as you can. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about it, you could always call in. But that concludes our initial setup call. So you guys are good to go. I want to officially, obviously, welcome you aboard, and then I'm going to be circling back with you at 3 to go through the client interview process, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.